Good afternoon, Sir Carpet Nerd Dog Cleaning. Can I help you?
Hi, Josie. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I just was curious, is now an okay time? Because I did get your text message. I wasn't sure if you got mine in response.
Yeah, no, hold on just a second. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. So, again, so if you have about like 10 minutes, I mean, what we would do is we'd start the onboarding process if you're okay with that.
Okay.
Okay. So, now going back through what we talked about, as far as I did some research on where you're running ads. So I did find a couple Google Guaranteed ads. One thing that was a little confusing though is that when I look at, for example, your service of like carpet cleaning, I see a different Google profile in Daytona Beach. Was that intentional?
A different one, like as in, I think she tried to set it up because so for the longest, like what's it called? They new engine only took it over like 6-8 months ago. Before that, there was just like the random office staff people that were looking after our account. So there's like been people that have been messing around, like trying to do this, trying to do that. I've never set anything up, but she, I believe, set something up for the Kissimmee area and Daytona Beach. But I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay. Like, I don't. So 633-5995, that goes to you?
I have no idea.
I have Sears Carpet Cleaning and Air Duct Cleaning, 407-633-5995. The reason why I'm bringing this up, it's a completely different business profile versus the other one that has like 100-plus reviews. And then I also see a different phone number come up when I pull it up of 407-250-7511.
No idea. Those might be extra numbers that we had set up. Like for these different locations because she wanted to put local numbers. But even then, it for Daytona, if anything, it should have been a 386 number, not a 407, if that
gotcha.
Was the whole purpose of it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. See what with Google Guaranteed, it does have tracking numbers, so it could just be one of the tracking numbers for Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I've actually, you know, I feel really stupid for even allowing them to, for not doing this a long time ago and actually having control of my ads because, you know, I don't even know what's going. I honestly don't even know what they're doing. I don't know. Like, you know what the crazy thing is that now when I tried to reach her today, the person that's going to be sending you the passwords and stuff, I asked her, I said, why is it when I go on to, because I have the website, like if a customer puts in, like let's say, you know, for the SearsClean.com website, I have like in Orlando, a person puts their information down, they put in, you know, they put in their zip code and then the ads will come up where they can actually book appointments right on the website. Well, when I go on to when I type in the zip code, for anything on the coast, like Palm Bay, Port St. Lucie, any of those areas, it brings me to a website, which is a Sears website, but there's no ads, there's nothing. It's like almost like just a landing page and there's a phone number beside it. So like they don't even have our ad, like Sears, that Sears is responsible for that. But now today I asked her why is there not, and then she just randomly told me, oh yeah, there's something wrong with your websites. And it's like, okay, why am I having to call you to say why is there nothing on these, you know, why are the websites not operational? So I'm really, you know, and then I asked her, I questioned her. I said, well, what kind of ads, I questioned her about the ads as well. And I asked her, well, what kind of ads, like, you know, you're spending all these going back from August, September, October, November, December of last year, you're spending $10,000 a month on my ads, you know, what ads were you even running? And she's like, I don't know. She has no idea what ads they were even running.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you this too.
For all I know, they could have been running ads and for running ads for a different department in Sears, for all I know. You know?
Right. Can I ask you this? Would it be Are you capable of having your own domain where it's not connected to this, or does it have to be connected to searsclean.com's main domain?
It has to be. It has to be, even though there's exceptions to the rule, because there is there's actually a company. So this company that I told you that has destroyed my reputation in Orlando, like with my Yelp, with all their bad reviews. Like, so Miami Fort Lauderdale is a company that they actually have their own, they actually run all of their own ads, and they run commercial. They run like a complete bait and switch thing, and they actually have their own web page and everything. They actually run their website is GoSears. So they have like special rights and special privileges that nobody else does, because they're a huge market that runs like this bait and switch. And they're also in Virginia, and they've destroyed that market up there as well. So they, you know, they go in by huge markets and then destroy them by running like $99 campaigns that turn into these $2,000 or $3,000 orders that basically have ruined my reputation with Yelp and with the Better Business Bureau and all kinds of stuff. And Sears does nothing to protect us. They do nothing to stop it. They do nothing to, you know, the franchise department. So this is why.
Right. The reason why I was asking, obviously, we're here for you. We're not here for Sears Clean as a whole, right? So what I was going to say is, if at any point in time you ever feel like you're going to rebrand or something like that, we can definitely pivot for you, because we do build websites from scratch for our clients, and you're already a part of our family at that point. You're not going to pay any more. It's just, it's usually like a, you know, it might be a small, like, one-time fee, but it's usually very small. And based on the dollars you're spending on advertising, I don't expect your cost to be anything more than something very, very nominal, even if you want us to build out a website for you at any point, just so you're aware, if ever you're looking to rebrand. Go ahead.
Right. Well, here's the other thing that I wanted to, that now you're talking about rebranding. There's actually, I wanted to set up a fictitious name, like a fictitious, you know, under Florida corporations, and set up another one under my LLC that would be like a fictitious name, and actually possibly start running ads under a different name for, you know, for duct cleaning and for dryer vent cleaning. And the reason that I want to do that is because, like, our name, the Sears name, has been destroyed over the years with the Sears bankruptcy and all this stuff. And I want to know, you know, what are the, you know, what, you know, are there even benefits to having the Sears name? Because all they are, you know, is a crutch. Like, I can't even run email specials, I can't even buy lists to run specials in my area, because all of those emails have to be cross-referenced with the Sears emails. Like, where Sears has the, on their do not call list and their do not, you know, their do not contact and stuff like that. Apparently Sears has their own list in addition to people who are registered on the do not call list, the national, you know, the national do not call list. So I can't even go on and actually like send emails.
It sounds like you lost like the nimbleness of being a small business who wants to do your own great ideas, because you have to cross reference them with this glacial corporation.
Right. And then they've told me, they've told me that, you know, they're going to do this for me. But then they're saying, okay, well, and right now there's like a major problem, because most of the franchisees are not paying their royalties anymore. So now they don't have, like, because of the problems, like, I see them as being like completely liable for like so many things over the last few years, like breach of contract, breach of franchise agreement, breach of like everything, like the things that have happened over the last 2 years. So it's just like,
do you have a second address that you might be able to run? Like, if you have a second address, we can definitely do it.
Like a separate email address or?
No, a physical address. So, like, you know how if I look at, like, Sears Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning in Orlando, I'm going to see your home base address, right? Like, that's definitely going to be visible. But if I wanted to find something for your LLC, I don't want to use that same address, right? I'm not going to use 775 South Kirkman Road, Suite 101. So even if it's a home base, that's okay. We wouldn't publish it, But that way you would have that ability and viability to run a separate campaign, like you said, to really, now you're running two horses in a race.
Right. Not even to run like under the Sears name. I want to see what happens if I set up a fictitious name.
Right.
You know, to basically, right. Because I can still operate
And this is how we've grown companies just like this. Like you're now talking about our wheelhouse where, like I told you, your profile is going to be easy for us to operate under Sears Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. But if you want to run a second profile simultaneously, you already know the cost. That's only going to be an extra, let's say, $250 a month or $300 a month to run that second profile. We'll still run Facebook ads on that second profile too. And now you just see the trickle, right? You'll see the trickle of a company that doesn't have the Sears name, but still has everything else, like your know-how and everything like that. And then we'll start growing the review base, but now you start off with a clean slate, right? And so that's something that we can definitely do just to give you a chance, like you said. I mean, just to give you an idea, well, companies do this all the time, right? You're not the only one with this idea. Like, you know Staples, the office supply company?
Right, yeah.
They own like three other companies, but they all keep their own brands. You know,
right.
they don't, if you go to Staples or you go to OfficeMax, you're still going to Staples most of the time.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's a different company, but the ownership is all Staples, for example.
Yeah, because I've seen in the last couple of years, like how bad it's been and how badly we've been treated. And just like, it's just like you couldn't even imagine, like, because, I mean, there's a lot of good franchises out there, and Sears, back in the day, was a really good franchise. They were.
Like, oh, yeah, like the Kenmore brand, remember that? The Kenmore brand was so strong with Sears and everything, so I know what you mean.
After the bankruptcy, they didn't, like, rebrand themselves. Like, there's nothing out there that even shows that Sears is still in service. Even though Sears is the largest, home service, like, company in the entire United States. Like, they're in over 80,000.
They only closed the retail side. They didn't close the actual service providing side, and no one really knows that. You're right.
Right. So they kept doing their warranty, and their warranty is one of their biggest, you know, one of their biggest financial, biggest incomes, right, is their, you know, their, you know, the
warranty fees.
And stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Sure.
So it's like, and so basically they've continued to operate, and they've continued to do that. But the franchising department, we haven't been under anybody's supervision. They had like two people looking after all of the franchises in the U.S. And then during COVID, like, you know, nobody was ever put in charge, and now they just put somebody in charge of us. Like, basically managers were being fired, like, because the numbers kept going down, down, down. And then managers just one after the other every 6 months. Every 6 months, some new person would get put in charge, and it's like you just knew, okay, well, I guess you got 6 months because, you know,
they're not going to fix anything.
Yeah. Right. In six months, they'd be gone. The numbers would keep going down, down, because Sears wasn't spending any money or using any money to budget for us, for like there was nothing going on. So.
And you know why they hired people every 6 months, right? That's just to appease shareholders. That's all that is. It's just a shareholders game at that point, or investors game.
To make it look like they're doing something about the problem, yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this is a small business, you know, that we're just, you know, that I put, you know, when I bought these franchises, I paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to buy these franchises, and then it's like I got, you know, the back until 2019, it was really, you know, it was a good.
It was worth the investment, to say the least.
Right. 100%, yes. And then now this is, you know, this is what
now you're seeing if the adoptive child of Sears post bankruptcy is what you want. Right?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
So how do you want to? You know, we'll set up however you want, Josie. We can do everything under the Sears label, or we can run two horses if you want, and then we'll set up Sears, and then we'll set up a second profile for you under the LLC. You do not have to get a fictitious business name at this point. As long as the LLC is an LLC, that's okay. We can set up a whole different website as well. I mean, does LLC have anything in the name of carpet cleaning or air duct cleaning, or is it just like your name, or how's the LLC set up?
Yeah, no, it's set up. It's a DBA, Like, I have it set up as a DBA of Sears, so it's like it runs under Central Florida Building Services, and then I have another business name set up as well. But yeah, I'd like to set up the other one under, I have a separate incorporation, so I want to set that one up as a separate under the other one, But
okay.
I guess I need to have some kind of operating name for this extra company. Like, I can't just start advertising under a name that doesn't exist, correct? Or?
Most people do all the time. I mean, if it's an LLC, I mean, as far as that is concerned, the LLC has a license. And the LLC has insurance, right?
Right, but under the LLC, I have to add a fictitious name to it, correct? Because I have.
You can, but you don't have to, right? Like, so that's the thing. What is the name of the LLC, and we'll see if it works for marketing purposes.
Yeah, no, it won't work for marketing. That's like it's.
There you go.
So yeah, the LLC for Sears is it and for the Sears in Orlando is. It runs under Central Florida Building Services. So
gotcha. That's
just the name that it, my, you know, my business name. So that's not going to work for, you know, for, can you hold on for just one second?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, sorry, just one second.